The fall meeting of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is underway in Baltimore, Maryland. Chris Altieri has this report.
The historic significance of the election of Barack Obama dominated the opening address of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Fall General Assembly on Monday at the Marriott Waterfront Hotel in Baltimore, Maryland. USCCB President Cardinal Francis George of Chicago said no political order conforms fully to the kingdom of God, but he prayed the incoming president will be able to succeed in his task for the good of all. At a press conference following the morning session, Cardinal George told reporters the bishops will be open to working with the new president on the areas where there is broad agreement and will continue to keep their disagreement with some of the president's proposed policies in the public eye.
Mr. Obama will be the president of the United States, and of course we will do our best to help him in a formidable task. And particularly because his success is vital to all of us. So we will ask him how we can help, and we will indicate to him where we think we might be able to help if he's not aware of all the resources of the church. And then also, as we have with every president, we will indicate the areas where there is disagreement and find out if there is some possibility in dialogue of coming to procedurally a resolution that does not exclude Catholics from public life or that would not further divide a country that has to be united if he is to succeed.
The bishops also took up consideration of a liturgical service in English and Spanish for blessing children in the womb and took up another lengthy section of the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. The Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Pietro Sambi, addressed the opening session as well and urged the bishops to rediscover the joy of prayer. The nuncio also encouraged the bishops to celebrate and support the Catholic laity in America, to focus on ethical challenges and advances in science, promote the Church's position that marriage should remain a lifelong union between one man and one woman, and reach out to those who have been sexually abused by clergy. The bishops are in session in Baltimore until Thursday, November 13th. I'm Chris Altieri.